Today, the 23rd of November, a Thursday. Just for about 10 seconds, begin to thank the Lord for your life and for his mercies and for his favor upon your life. Shall we pray? Except for your mercies, we will be consumed, Lord. For your abounding mercies, we are grateful. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies upon our life. This Thursday, we give you all the praise, Lord. In Jesus' name. As we go into your word, preparing for prayer, Lord, we pray that today grant us understanding, Spirit of the living God, guide us into all truth, and pray through us today. According to your will, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. We are reading it together. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. And the theme for today is grace for service. Grace for service. Grace for service. We've been looking at grace beyond strength, and we've established the fact that we do not have to depend on our strength. We have to depend on the grace of God. No matter where we reach, we have to depend on the grace of God.
Amen.
So we are reading the scripture together. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Let's read. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. that God in all things may be glorified through Christ, through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We've read through everything, and we are now going to go through verse by verse and pray accordingly. When we look at the verse 7, it's given a certain timeline, or letting us know the time which this applies. We keep saying that we are in the end time, and some actually sometimes they're beginning to doubt that. For years we've been saying that we are in the end time, we're in the end time, but the fact of the matter is that there are keys which have been given which indicates the times in which we are. And Jesus has said that when we see these things, we should know that the end is at hand. It does not mean that immediately, but there are indications, because Jesus has said that he does not even know the exact day that he's going to come. So don't let anyone deceive you that maybe Jesus is coming year 2000 because a stone is coming to hit the earth, or in 2024. Maybe when a certain political party wins, that means Jesus is coming that very year. No, we must all be ready. Or if a certain pope comes on, then it means that we have to be ready at every moment for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the keys are to show us the times we are in, and it always comes with wisdom keys as to how to live or to rise above these times. How to live as a believer in these times. It's not for us to be afraid, but it's to guide us, to show us how to live and how to combat the plans of the enemy within the times. So the first key is we have to be sober, and we are talking about the grace of God for service. We ought to be sober. Please say after me, sober.
Sober.
And watch unto prayer. Now, connected to this soberness is watch unto prayer. That is for us to know that we cannot be sober without this attached key, watching unto prayer. And you see that you watch by praying. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. And we see by praying, in applying this scripture, 1 Peter 4, verse 7. We see by praying. We watch by what praying? Please say after me, we watch by praying.
We watch by praying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know of the scripture, watch and pray. So, sometimes their youth, they'll say that, if you don't have to just close your eyes and be praying. You have to watch. Meaning that if you want to get married, watch the sisters and then you pray, because you have to choose one. But to be able to see the way God sees, you need to let your watching be by prayer. That is to say that you need to open your eyes before you can walk. You need to see where you are passing before you can walk. But the seeing is by prayer. That is to let us know that in the end time, nobody must get tired praying. Prayer is a prescription by 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, for every single believer. It's not about, these are prayer warriors. Sometimes, you call for choir rehearsal, they come. The day you say the choir, we are doing prayer retreats. No. Because they, some think that as for prayer, it's for the prayer commandos. Some even say that, they are employed to pray. Please, prayer is a prescription for every believer. And I would tell musicians that it is even more prescribed for ministers. We are required to pray. Because the moment you stop praying, you stop seeing. Say after me, when I stop praying, I stop seeing.
When I stop praying, I stop seeing.
When I stop praying, I stop watching.
When I stop praying, I stop watching.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no vision that you see that you can attain. Any vision by God. There's no vision by God that you can see and then attain without prayer. It takes prayer to see. It takes prayer to keep watching until the attainment of that vision. And now let me come back to us as individuals. There's no purpose given by God that you can attain without prayer. The grace of God is manifested or is empowered through your prayer, through your soberness. Your soberness is in your praying. Your soberness is in your praying. The moment you stop watching through prayer, soberness begins to reduce. To be sober means not to be affected by alcohol, not to be affected or not to be drunk. It also means to be serious, to be sensible, to be solemn. And it's not to be rash. So in the end time, all our decisions must be guided by prayer, being sober, not rushing to do anything. One of my mentors told me that whenever anybody comes putting pressure on you, I need this, please, can you do this for me? I need to do it. Putting pressure. Know that it is not of God. In the end time, don't rush. You are rushing to go and get a loan, rushing to compete with this person, rushing. No, there's no rush for anything. You ought to be sober and let every decision be guided by the Spirit of God through watching. Watching by what? Prayer. I want you to close your eyes wherever you are if you can. And I want you to begin to pray, thanking the Lord for insight into this scripture and the grace for service, insight into 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. And also tell him the Lord, based on this insight or revelation, grant me the grace to constantly be sober and to watch by prayer. Begin to pray. Pray from your heart, and the Lord will hear you. We cry out unto you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, for your revelation. Revelation of your word in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Today we come before your throne room of grace. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this revelation. Grant us the grace to be sober, not to get tired praying. Spirit of the living God, equip us to pray, to pray, to pray, to pray, to pray, to be sober, not to be rash. You said, Lord, even for we should be filled by the Spirit and not with wine. We should be filled by the Spirit and not with wine. Today we pray, grant us the grace to always humble ourselves, to humble ourselves before your throne in prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, not to be carried away by all sorts of doctrines, not to be carried away by lies, not to be carried away by what we see, not to be carried away by the things we hear, Lord, but to always humble ourselves in soberness, in prayer, watching, watching, watching by prayer. The grace to be sober, to be sober, to be sober, to be sober, to be sober. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us in Jesus' name. If you have heard this word, everything starts with Christ Jesus. To have access to the grace of God and to live a life of purpose, a life of meaning to God, our Maker, it starts with the Lordship of Christ Jesus. As I invite you to give your life to Christ, say this prayer shortly after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for a sinner like me. Your word says that there is none righteous. I am not righteous before you, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Save me and be Lord and Master over my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that from today I am born again and I'm yours forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@blowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. I wish you the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore.
Amen. Amen. Meet again tomorrow at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.